USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As violence continues to escalate around a federal justice center and courthouse in Portland, Oregon, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the president will take action.
Democrats continue to put politics above peace while this president seeks to restore law and order.
McEnany speaking during a White House briefing continues.
By any objective standard, the violence, chaos, and anarchy in Portland is unacceptable.
Riders on Monday were tearing away the protective barrier of the Portland Federal Courthouse piece by piece. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he hopes the United States and United Kingdom can work out a quick trade deal. Pompeo in London on Tuesday meeting with UK leaders to discuss a number of issues. And President Trump's coronavirus briefings resume today. It will come as many states are dealing with outbreaks of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York, without proof, is slamming Republican leaders for crafting a new coronavirus stimulus bill behind closed doors.
Writing a bill in your own office without any input from Democrats, dropping it on the floor, and demanding that Democrats support it is no one's idea of bipartisanship.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is asking Attorney General Bill Barr to conduct an immediate review into the Planned Parenthood Federation of America's participation in the Paycheck Protection Program. Rubio is also asking the SBA to conduct a full investigation into how 37 Planned Parenthood affiliates applied for and improperly received a total of $80 million in loans from the PPP. Planned Parenthood's employee size is about 16,000 employees nationwide, which would make them ineligible for the PPP loans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Video meeting apps have grown up. Now users need them too. Zoom saw daily meeting participants soar to a peak of 300 million people in the last quarter, up from 10 million before the coronavirus pandemic. Roughly two-thirds of U.S. workers who have been working from home would prefer to continue working remotely as much as possible when the pandemic restrictions are even lifted. That's according to a new Gallup poll. Tracy Tudor is the first female real estate broker on Bravo's hit TV show Million Dollar Listing. She's also the author of a book titled Fear is Just a Four-Letter Word. I had a chance to chat with Tracy, and one of the things I asked her was how to get the most out of your Zoom call.
You need zero distractions when you're on a Zoom call. I always say when it's your turn to speak, make sure that you're paying attention, looking into the camera, and then, again, lead with humor. Grab people's attention in the beginning. So they're like, oh, sorry, she's speaking. She's commanding the space. And then at that point, make sure that you have notes. I mean, you have the opportunity to essentially be in a pitch with notes all around you that no one can see. We don't have that opportunity when we're in a real listing appointment or a meeting or in a boardroom. So use that to your advantage. If you're not comfortable with the 5 or 6 points that you want to make, write them down. Stick them on your computer. Do whatever it is that you have to do so that you're putting yourself, you know, you're giving yourself a leg up in the digital world where it's very difficult to connect.